On the 4th of December, 1576, the Spanish forces stormed the city of Antwerp and proceeded to sack it for several days. It was one of the worst atrocities ever perpetrated in Europe during the 16th century. Something like 1,000 houses in this city were completely destroyed, and something like 8,000 people were killed. It was a public relations nightmare, to use contemporary parlance, and the crown was completely discredited. In fact, it hadn't helped the crown that it only recently appointed a new governor general, a man by the name of Don John of Austria, who was soon to arrive in the country. He was on his way. But to come in on the heels of the largest city in the Netherlands being sacked and so many people being killed was really, politically speaking, a fatal blow to the projects of the Spanish crown. In the context of this uncontrollable Spanish army creating this destruction on this kind of a scale, the States General felt that it was finally free to ratify its own agreement with the Orangists and the other rebels allied with him. On the 8th of November, 1576, the States General issued an important document which is called the Pacification of Ghent. It was an attempt to bring the war to an end on terms decided by Netherlanders themselves. The Pacification of Ghent made the following provisions. First of all fighting between the rebels and the other provinces was ordered to cease. Second of all, the forces of the rebels and the loyal provinces were now ordered to combine and expel all Spanish troops from the Netherlands. Third of all, once the Spaniards were gone, a full meeting of the States General would decide the religious and political organization of the entire Netherlands. Fourthly, up to that point, the religious situation was to be frozen. In other words, what that meant was the Calvinist regime in Holland and Zeeland was to remain in place, and the official Catholic regime was to remain in place elsewhere. Finally, all persecution of all religious groups was to stop. Royal authority, fairly clearly, had now plunged to an all-time low. When the subjects of the king get together and decide, you know, to solve the king's problems on their own terms without consulting him, that really tells you something. And after the conclusion of a ceasefire, the States General went on to dictate its own terms to the Spanish governor Don John, who had arrived in early 1577. And the terms which were dictated to him are usually called the Perpetual Edict. Without wanting to go into all of the clauses of the Perpetual Edict, we can just say that Don John, in effect, agreed to accept the terms of the Pacification of Ghent, and all Spanish troops were expelled from the country. In exchange for these concessions from the Spanish governor, the States General promised that it would maintain the Catholic religion, and it would now accept Don John as Governor General of the Habsburg Netherlands. What has happened, in other words, is that by 1577, the traditional social elites of the Netherlands had succeeded in uniting themselves in a common program against the Crown of Spain. But I think what's really important to stress here is that the unity, which seems to have been achieved, was really grounded only in a shared understanding of how to deal with immediate problems, that is to say, the problem of the Spanish army, the mutinous soldiers who were rampaging throughout the country and causing so much death and suffering. What we're going to see in the next lecture, however, is that it would be much harder to reach a consensus on the deeper problems of religion and politics, because if everybody could agree that something had to be done to stop these rampaging Spanish armies, it was a much trickier question of how the fundamental religious problem was going to be resolved. The Orangists had very few illusions about the fact that Philip II would only readmit them to the political fold if they would agree to give up their Calvinist religion. And this is something, as we're going to see, that they were completely unwilling to do. Moreover, on the other hand, what the Catholics, led by the Duke of Aerschot and others, were about to find out in this situation was that once they had attained a measure of political power, the Calvinists, who were, as we've seen in earlier lectures, theologically just as intransigent as their Catholic rivals, were not only unwilling to accept a freezing of the religious situation, as the Pacification of Ghent had tried to enforce, but were also going to try to expand their gains, often at the expense of the Catholics. And thus, once the States General moved from the short-term problem of the Spanish army and tried to deal with the deeper political and religious problems which had plagued the Habsburg Netherlands since the 1550s and the 1560s, they were going to learn that the problem was much more difficult to solve, and the fragile unity represented by the States General was about to fracture.